Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's Relationship Intervention.
This is a relationship intervention question that I don't think we have ever done in all of our years on the radio. This is Amanda, who's on the phone with us today. Amanda, tell everybody what you're kind of going back and forth with. What dilemma do you have and what do you need help with?
So my best friend, Carrie, passed away in a tragic accident about 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, sorry to hear about that.
I know. I saw that in your message, and I'm so sorry.
It was so devastating. I mean, we've been friends since sophomore year of high school. She was like my best friend, and you know, to lose her like that, it was so tragic.
Yeah. And what's her family situation like?
So she's married. She was married. She had two little kids. And, I mean, they were like, she adored them, and they are like my kids. I mean, I'm like an aunt, more like, you know.
But oh, you hang out with them quite a bit, yeah.
Yeah, you're close with the kids.
You know, and her husband, Jake, he has just been so wonderful with those girls. I mean, getting through this tragedy, you know, he really was fantastic with them, you know.
Yeah.
And I really just adore them. I mean, like I said, I'm like their aunt. You know, I every few weeks I would take them to the movies or go for pedicures. We'd go shopping, you know.
Yeah.
I don't have kids, so.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I just went through a divorce, and it was finalized about a month ago. So now I'm spending a lot more time with him and the girls, you know.
Sure. Well, yeah. You know, you're doing that also to honor your friend and to be there for those girls. And I'm sure you have stories you can share with them about their mom.
Yeah. But what's the deal? Why did you bring this to relationship intervention?
Okay. Well, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of find myself thinking about Jake.
What do you mean thinking about Jake?
You know, because
you have feelings towards him?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And we always seem to like the same guys. So I can understand why I have those feelings.
Now wait a minute. Did you have these feelings before, like when those two
it
were married?
It never even crossed my mind because they were together.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But you know, now it's like this, there's like kind of this new chemistry between us. Mm-hmm. And really, it kind of terrifies me. I mean,
oh sure,
yeah, absolutely,
you know, sure. I mean, you guys went through a tragic situation together, and there's something to bond over that. And then on top of it, you're spending a lot of time there, spending a lot of time with the girls. And so, what's your question?
Well, I mean, am I wrong to want to ask him out? I mean, he's my dead best friend's husband, like. I don't even know how I would do that. I don't know what to do.
So you want to date your best friend who passed away, her husband, the widow.
Right. You know, but like, I'm not sure what to do because I don't want to jeopardize my relationship with him.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to upset him. I don't want to upset his parents, her parents.
Is he giving you any feelings, any vibes from
Do you feel like this is mutual?
I mean, I don't know. I can't really tell because he's like a genuinely nice guy.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for quite a while now, so I can't really judge, you know, because it could just be me wanting it to be. And I'm just seeing it when it's not there. I don't know, you know.
Well, and this could also be a really beautiful thing too. I mean, a little bit of personal information. My ex-husband, I know him because he had been dating my cousin, and my cousin had unfortunately passed away in a car accident due to a drunk driver when going to his house to give him his Christmas gift. Now, he and I had never met while they were dating because he was away in the Army. And when he and I met, there was nothing romantic there. It wasn't until 2 years later when we started to date. And then eventually it led to a relationship and we got married. And I can remember when these feelings were starting to develop, thinking, oh my gosh, what are people going to say? What are my aunt and uncle going to say? Like, we went through this tragic situation, and there were definitely some people that had some comments and things, but we ended up being together for 13 years, married for 7, and look, we ended up divorcing, and he's happily married with kids, I'm happily married, like, it all, you know, worked out how it needed to. But my advice to you would be the same thing that happened with he and I. When we started to feel that those feelings were developing, we had many, 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 many talks about it before anything had even happened. Because it
and
was
kids
like,
weren't involved in your
situation. And there weren't any kids involved.
Yeah.
That's the thing that you need to worry about. I feel like if you are being genuine about this, and it's not like it's and the other thing is, I can, you know, remember feeling like, oh my gosh, is this like a disrespect to my cousin, but then, you know, my beliefs and my belief system, and perhaps you feel this way, my belief system is she is in a better place. She is in heaven, and she doesn't want anybody here to be miserable and sad. And I would hope that your friend would feel the same way, but it's very delicate. And I feel like you need to really think if this is something you want to approach, talking to him and I would say if he's on board keeping this private for a while before you get other people involved, because the kids already know you. It's not like you have to deal with I need to introduce myself to the kids. No, you're hanging out with the kids all the time.
I don't know. I think it would blur the lines with the kids. The kids would be very confused. I don't know if you should do this.
But they don't necessarily know that they're dating. I think if you're going to go for it, you need to really approach this with some patience and be delicate with these delicate hearts. I mean, all of you are dealing with broken hearts here with what happened with Carrie's passing. And
well, I don't know, Amanda. I think maybe, you know, since I'm kind of like on the fence here, Elizabeth is saying, you know,
I've been kind of through it.
Yeah, you've been through it.
And it did work out. It worked out for a lot of years.
Maybe we should get the mixed family to give advice on this situation.
Well, and that's what relationship intervention is for. Can you date your deceased best friend's husband? It's been 3 years. He has 2 wonderful kids who Amanda's very close with.
Yeah.
And I get that too, because you don't want this to be a situation that you date and then you're not in the kids' lives.
Yeah.
Right. That's a big concern, because what if he doesn't have those feelings and then it's awkward between us, and then, you know, I'm going to feel awkward going there, and then I really don't want to ruin anything between me and the girls. Because I want them in my life. I love those girls like they're my own. And I'm just, you know, not sure what to do.
This really comes down to a following your gut and your heart. And I know it's tough sometimes when the gut and heart are saying 2 different things. But let's see what our mixed audience thinks about this. 414-432-1099. Offer some advice to Amanda. You can also text into that same number. And Amanda, we'll get a follow-up from you at 8:20 to see kind of where you're at and what you're thinking based on the Facebook messages and texts and phone calls.
Okay.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
My best friend Carrie passed away about 3 years ago. Her husband Jake, he has just been so wonderful with those girls. I'm like their aunt. I kind of find myself thinking about Jake. There's like kind of this new chemistry between us. Am I wrong to want to ask him out?
That's what Amanda was looking for when it comes to some advice. Hi, Linda, what do you want to say?
If she is interested in him, approach it slowly. Talk to him. You want to maintain that friendship because of the kids being involved, in case things wouldn't work out.
Definitely.
Because she is kind of like the step-in female figure in their life.
Yeah.
Because the mom is not there.
Yeah.
But if she's got the feelings for him, find out what his are. Go for the brass ring. See what happens.
Just see what happens. Just
take
go for
it, slow.
Huh?
Take it slow.
And Elizabeth has been in that situation, like she mentioned, so
yeah,
she knows.
And I feel like maybe see how he's feeling, too. Thanks, Linda, for the call.
Yep. You remember that pee in the pond?
Right. That was your
Wait, you got to tell everybody what that saying is.
My daughter said there's too much pee in the pond. When you find that one, go for it.
Words of wisdom from Linda.
Thanks, Linda.
All right, guys. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We also have a texter from the 414 said, put out some light feelers. Ask if he's thought about dating. Just kind of see what the reaction is. From the get-go there, like, have you thought about dating? Rather than jumping right into it.
Yeah, because maybe he's going to say, no, I don't want to be in a relationship. I don't want to think about that. And then you know, okay, it's not the right time. That's really great advice as well. And we're seeing more of your messages come through. We're going to pass these on to Amanda. She is going to be in touch with us tomorrow, 8:20, with an update. Is she going to pursue this guy? Again, this is her deceased best friend's husband. So the widow, she's close with the two girls. It's been 3 years. Maybe this is the right time. Maybe not. All right, here's another message from a 262 number. Carrie was your best friend. You're probably the only, quote, unquote, other woman she would want raising her girls.
Ah, good point.
She loved you enough to already have made you a part of her family. I say have the talk and see how the husband feels.
Just put it out there.
Put
That's
it out
what
there.
Everyone's saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't hold back.
We'll find out tomorrow morning, 8:20, here on The Mix.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.